I want to thank everybody who's done data here. We've got data across five states. Vinpyroxamate is a Nichino America active ingredient that was developed in our labs. It's formulated as a 5% EC and a 4.4 pounds AI per gallon. It's got two marketing brands, Fujimite, which is an Arizona, California brand, and then Portal, which will be the brand for the rest of the U.S. The majority of this data was generated as Fujimite in the naming. It's again, you can see the structure here. It's a phenoxypyrazole. It's a METI, a mitochondrial electron transport inhibitor, and it's highly active on mites. It controls multiple species. We've got data on everything from Pacific and strawberry to two-spotted and citrus rust mite as well. So it's moderately safe on beneficials. You have a quick recovery time. It's broad spectrum. It's not just a miticide. We actually have a lot of activity on Scylla, whitefly, thrip suppression, and we're looking at it higher doses than what we use for mites. You also begin to see other activity on it. It is strictly a contact product, no translaminar or systemic activity. Today we're going to look at California data from 2004 to 2007. California, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Virginia. First off, this is with Godfrey in California in 2004. You can see we tested against a broad range of products from Kelthane, Zephyr, Capture, Acromite, Comite, Zeal, Oberon, and then Fujimite, Canamite, and Onager. And you can see that the Fujimite, and this is at the 2-pint rate, was highly active. This was mixed with Silwet. We typically, at this point, prefer an NIS as our mixing agent for Fujimite because we believe it actually stays on the leaf better, and that's very important with this contact product. In mixed mite populations in cotton in 2005, we again had very good results testing against. This time we tested at 2 rates because we had such good results, we started looking at our lower label rates. So we tested at 1 and 2 pints per acre. And you can see that against Zephyr and the other products, we've got good control there. And what I broke this out to make an important point with this product too, in that the lower rates, while they have excellent knockdown and good control, do not last as long. So if you want longer residual control, you will have to increase your rate. The California data is a little bit different than when you get into the Mid-South. We had those populations were actually a little harder to control than what we found. This is with Angus Catchott in Mississippi in 2006. You can see there's across here that there's Fujimite at 5 ounces and at 16 ounces. We tested this very low rate because originally we were looking at some banded applications of this product. Under today's practices, almost no one bans miticides. No matter how little cotton they've got out there, they go ahead and broadcast it because of the ease of application. So even looking at it, we had excellent knockdown with the 5 ounce rate, but you can see that the populations begin to recover more rapidly, where with the 16 ounces, it held it over a longer period. At 11 days, we still have good control. This is with Gus Lorenz in Arkansas. Again, we in this trial, we used 1 10-ounce rate. So you can see we're kind of rate ranging here over the years with this one. Compared against Zeal, Oberon, Abamectin, Capture, Onager, Acromite, and Kelthane, and that the Fujimite is the middle blue bar, the low bar. I can get the so the you can see that it had good control as compared to the other products. Again, then in, with Angus Catchott in 2007, we compared again against Acromite, Zephyr, Oberon, Zeal, Comite, Capture, Curacron, Denim, Fujimite at 16 ounces and the untreated. And the Fujimite is the next to the last bar. And at 13 days, we still had control. We were still increasing control with this product. With Catchott in 2007 at Inverness, this particular test had 2 different rates. Again, it was comparing the 5 and the 16 ounce rate. And you can see in this, again, it's compared against the spectrum of products. But the 5 ounce rate, you can see that the control breaks more rapidly, even though you have excellent knockdown, whereas the 16 ounce rate has a longer residual control period. This is Roger Leonard in 2007. Again, he tested at 10 ounces and 16 ounces, and you can see that it was statistically equivalent to the comparative products of bifenthrin, or to the competitive products of Zoro, Abamectin, Zephyr, and Zeal, and better control than Zoro, Oberon, and bifenthrin. With Ames Herbert in Virginia, we tested against Oberon, Zephyr, Zeal, Capture, and Comite, Kelthane. And you'll see at this point that it's named, the name here is Portal, which is our new marketing name for this part of the world in cotton. And we had excellent control out to 16 days. As you can see, though, the population was collapsing at that point. Conclusion, fenproxamate is effective for control of mites in cotton. It has effective knockdown and can be achieved at tested rates from 5 to 32 ounces, but 16 ounces or higher required to give you long-term residual control. It's based strictly on concentration. This is a product that really needs to be applied at 100 ppm or better to give you the best control. Some other mites, like the citrus rust mite, we actually go to a 4-pint rate. So there's some varying susceptibility with the product. I think I've kind of run faster here, but questions? Yes, sir.
Is there any particular application technology that's associated with applying miticides and especially using new materials?
As
far as spray rates, you try to have.
The majority of these were applied at 20 gallons per acre.
20 all ground?
Yes.
All ground.
Nothing aerial, because up until, we will have an aerial label this coming year, but up to this point we've had strictly a ground application label. It is very important to get thorough coverage with this product. That is one thing we run into. A lot of people have gotten used to using things that have translaminar or some systemic activity, and when you go to a contact product, you have to look at them a little differently.